Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast for today. A grey and rather murky start for some, with fog possible in places. Brightening up for many, though, by the afternoon with some sunshine and feeling milder. Maximum temperature of around 10 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Tapao and Heart and Soul, starting today's Food and Drink Show. Welcome to the show. You've got myself, Lee, and producer Morgs is here.
Hello, as usual.
Good afternoon. Now, one of the things that we do worry about a little bit when certain things happen is the descent into carnage, which is something normally associated with a particular individual.
We have a certain factor currently that is introducing chaos into the mix.
Former regular presenter of the Food and Drink Show with myself and Morgs. Yes, Big Phil is in the house.
Woo!
welcome. How are you?
I'm all right, are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's been a long time.
It is. And the new studios, what do you think?
I like them. They're very, very nice.
It's a bit... The sun's... I think the big thing for me is the windows. The sun's coming in. We can see up towards Pendle, which still has a bit of a snow on it, actually.
Right, he's just mentioned the windows, Morgs. How many times he mentioned the windows today, and it's not been in a positive
it's
manner?
It's been in a very negative way.
It's coming through, I can't see anything.
Are you not one of those that sort of like has to find a positive in everything?
Well, I try, but sometimes sitting with you for 20 minutes,
right, well,
it's
try
ruined.
A bit harder right now, please. we have got the usual national foodie news, we've got the local foodie news, the eatery of the week. And you said you wanted to say something about bringing... What were you...
I want to bring a regular feature back that we used to do.
Which one?
I can't tell you just yet, Lee. You'll have to wait and see.
Here we go.
But I've also got a couple of questions for you as well. All of regarding food and drink still, because obviously it's a food and drink show.
Yeah.
But a couple of questions that I think you might get behind.
Ooh, how interesting.
What do you reckon that is, Morgs?
I don't know.
I don't know, Vera. Are you from Titty Yorkshire?
I'm from Titty
Yorkshire. Love you. Can we have two soups?
Two soups.
Two fruit juice. And that's about as far as we'll go with that one.
And cat suit and bendy eyes. Everybody was staring, wouldn't believe that this girl was mine. I should have known I was wrong when I left her for a life in pity. But they say you never miss the water until it's gone. Yeah, guess I feel too.
It is, of course, Westlife. What's it called, Phil? Is a test? Leaving
now, something like that.
When you're looking like that. I am totally and utterly intrigued.
Oh, go on.
What do you think it is, Morgs? The item that he wants to bring back? Come on.
I nearly said star in a reasonably priced car, but that's a completely different show.
It is, and it is Chesney from Coronation Street.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. Come on, Phil, spill the beans.
I want to bring back...
Yeah?
What did you have for tea last night?
Oh, my God. Yes. I completely forgot about that.
The best feature we had. Well, other than... No. The other one I really liked.
Which one?
Was the advert, the retro ad.
Oh, the guessing the retro ad and what item it was. That. The red car and the blue car had a race. Yep. Yeah, I know. Right, so who do we start with then?
Right, go on, Phil. Since it's your segment.
And I'll finish this cake off.
I've got to caveat this as well by saying there's a little ingredient that I've become a little bit obsessed with recently.
Mm-hmm.
But we had burgers last night.
Mm-hmm.
Burgers, waffle fries, a little bit of salad, usual jazz.
See, waffle fries are picking up in popularity at the minute too.
I can see why.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
They are really good.
I don't think I've ever had them.
Literally a potato cut into the shape of a waffle.
Mm-hmm.
But holds sauce, holds salt, holds vinegar.
Ah.
More surface area.
Yeah, better than a proper chip because they're rigid and creviced. A bit like a Big McCoy.
Mm.
You're out there.
That is so good, that. We'll talk about that in a minute. I have to say...
Professional as ever.
We've been using...
Broadcasting 101.
Well, it's a food choice. It's pertinent. We've found a fry at Lidl that is a skin-on fry. And my thoughts behind that were, a lot of the frozen fries tend to be like reconstituted potato and all that. Well, they're not going to make like little strips of reconstituted paper and then stick skin on, are they? So that's what we thought. And in the air fryer, they're absolutely superb. Just like KFC style, aren't they?
Yeah, but then when you're saying that means if all of them have got skin on, does that not mean they're going to have a load from the middle of the potato that they've not used because they don't have the skin on?
Good thought, that.
Oh, yeah.
No,
but no one's ever going to... I wouldn't normally choose skin-on fries.
No. Anyway, go on. So, burgers.
Burgers. It was a burger. We had no cheese. No one could really be bothered to go get some from the shop. So we added some chorizo to it as well. Absolutely banging. But my current obsession is, you've probably seen it, big tub, little green lid, sriracha sauce.
Oh, yeah.
All my days. For the last 3 days, I picked some up on Sunday, I think. Sunday evening. For the last 3 days, we've had spag bol.
Bang
a bit in that.
Just lifts flavour, doesn't it?
Just gives you that little bit of a oof.
Mm.
We had some creamy, cheesy, tomatoey pasta on Tuesday. Again, bit in that. And then yesterday on the burger.
We've got some of that on me somewhere.
The sriracha sauce?
Yeah.
Yes, because you normally do your little sauce with it,
put it in mayo. If you just mix a couple of tablespoons of that sriracha sauce into some plain mayo, what for dipping tortilla chips in and stuff like that, it's amazing.
He knows, doesn't he, Morgs, that they do a sriracha mayo?
Probably not, but he probably
Morgs, what did you have?
Yeah, we had fajitas.
All right, okay. Oh, because you went to your mum's last night for tea, didn't you?
Yeah.
Fajitas, any good?
Yeah, brilliant.
Tortilla wraps.
Just chicken fajitas.
As if you're going to say anything else, just in case your mum's listening. But trust me, wouldn't be you that gets it, it'd be me.
Why?
Because it would, she'd blame me.
So hang on, this could work perfectly for me when I say, you were talking about this off-air, Morgs, and you said they were awful.
Yeah.
I didn't. It's like You're absolutely stirring the pot here, Phil.
Is the food sure?
I think should...
You ready for this? I think man will win it. I do think man will win it.
Go on.
3-week-old leftover pasta. Why is that funny?
Right, hang on.
So you're out?
Let me just caveat that by saying it has been vacuum sealed and completely stored.
Do you remember me
properly
telling you, Phil, about that kitchen gadget that I thought was the best? And it was a little mini vacuum sealer. Chuck all your leftovers in a vacuum seal bag, put the pump on, draws all the air out, seals it with a heat strip. And honestly, it's been in the fridge for 3 weeks, and I thought, no, I might leave it another week. Then I couldn't be bothered to make anything else. So I got it out, cut the top of the bag a little bit, bang it in the microwave, 3 minutes, ping, into a bowl, sprinkle a bit of Parmesan on top. I knew that I'd get him.
Parmigiano Reggiano.
See, a bit of Parmesan on top. Yeah. It was absolutely banging. But if I may go first...
Go on.
I think, what did you have for tea last night, winner this week? It's got to be Phil's Burger.
Well, it's not going to be your three-week-old pasta, is it?
It was delicious, mate.
Let me put this into context for everybody out there. You had three-week-old pasta, so you weren't winning.
Right.
You called your mum's fajitas awful, so you weren't winning.
No, I didn't.
Therefore, I win.
I'll message your mum and say, Anna, just have a listen again on the replay system.
No, because you get a lot, real comment about me in for something I didn't do.
And with that, I think we'll go on. I think we'll go and speak to Paul Heaton. Remember Paul Heaton? No. Oh, come on, Beautiful South, lead vocalist. Anyway, what a great tune, Fish and Chip Supper.
He bought her a fish and chip supper for what he had done in the day. But the smell was too much, so he opened them up and finished them off on the way. She lit them a candle, she turned on the oven, she laid at the fox and the plates. But he demolished that grub, and the spirit of true love turned up with two of his mates. Suppers and clinging on to delight. They've done it before, they'll do it again. Forever they're pulling this face. Out in the dark, we're stars of the earth. I'm back to the partner we share. Her a nice bunch of flowers. So sorry for what he had done. But by the third pub he stopped, the heads are broke off, and the best of intentions had gone. She cancelled appointments for doing her hair, her nails and yoga as well. Then he turns up a door at 4:20, and this be the story he tells. Stopped at the chippy as well. Until Albert, Victoria, William and George all broke the romantic spell.
Food and drink show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
It's time to redecorate. And Clitheroe Decorating Centre has you covered with a wide range of paints, including high-end designer brands like Benjamin Moore, as well as Crown, Dulux and Emperor. And to top it off, all the tools you might need to get the job done. Seeing a colour you like? Check out our colour wall or our paint matching service, which is available to all our customers, both trade and retail. Our friendly staff are always on hand to help offer best advice, tips and tricks. Just some of the benefits dealing with a local family-owned and Ribble Valley Business Award-winning store. Come browse our in-store exclusive offers at Clitheroe Decorating Centre on Shawbridge Street, Clitheroe, or give us a call on 01200 426 342.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favorite tunes, maps, and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicles secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
Oh,
not being funny, but a bit somber, that one. I don't like it. That's a nighttime music tune. Great movie, by the way. Still in my top five of all-time movies.
Nope.
Titanic. That's what it was from.
Was
Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
When never
they stood at the front
it.
Of the ship. But also, the other fact that I have about Titanic, Kate Winslet is still in my top five birds as well. Honestly, I think she's lovely and aged really, really well. If you go and look, you go back to, what are you laughing at? Hey, listen, do you know what my granddad once said to me? Listen, do you know what my granddad once said to me? If you tell the truth, nobody should be able to have a go at you. Is that right or not? Yeah? So, one of the most incredible top five birds, right, for my lifetime, Kelly McGillis in Top Gun. Oh, my God. Yeah? Have you seen her recently?
This is a food and drink show, not a top five birds for Lee show.
All right, okay. Anyway, going on to...
that would be late night entertainment, though, wouldn't it? That's a show on Ribble.
Food and birds. What else is there in the world? Anyway, foodie news coming up next. Then we're going to do the usual, which is we're going to test. We always have to test Phil. So when I say the usual, whenever he comes in, we're going to have to test Phil. So what we're going to do is we're going to give Phil three menu items that are on the classic French menu. And Phil has to tell us what the English equivalent is. All that coming up in a sec when we get back.
I want it all. Hey, yeah. I want it all. I want it all. And I want it now.
Heaven's a seagull on an empty street. Just an Eddie Creeper. Screaming with no time for
we've already discussed that I am a fan of a little bit of kitchen hardware, yeah? My vacuum pack machine, which Phil thinks is completely and utterly ridiculous.
Yep.
No, it's not. Morgs, we do have some cool gadgets in the kitchen, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. We've got some pretty smart stuff.
Life easier?
Yes.
Do they allow you to be creative with your cooking?
Yes.
Do you think Phil will understand any of that?
No.
Okay, cool. Now, I have got one beef at the minute, though. Did you know that Gordon Ramsay has bought into a company...
Hex Clive.
Absolutely. Now, can I just say, it's not just me that's getting battered with Hex Clive adverts.
Oh, no.
It's everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the only reason I know.
And it got to the stage where I was like, oh my, how do you block something on Facebook? Can you block a phrase or a word?
Honestly, you can block an ad.
You can block an ad, but I can't say don't show me any more Hex Clive. I'm absolutely sick to the back teeth of it. So, I did a bit of research. YouTube is your friend. YouTube is Gordon Ramsay's enemy.
Oh, are they not as good as they say?
No. They say it's got a lifetime non-stick warranty and it's not a traditional non-stick surface. And let's face it, if you're into cooking, you'll know that a proper stainless steel pan, if it's at the right temperature, with a little bit of oil in there or the right ingredients, it won't stick anyway. But when you look, have you seen... So a 12-inch, which is not massive, 12-inch hex clad frying pan. Do you want to know how much? £290.
Oh,
for one pan.
My guess was going to be in the hundreds, and I thought that was going to be ridiculous.
No.
£290 for a pan.
Is
the oven casserole dish, they do a set, an oven casserole dish, a frying pan, and two saucepans. £790. Anyway, did a bit of research on YouTube, and people have been washing them in the dishwasher like they've been told, and the coating's peeling off, and they're getting nowhere with warranty. The customer service element is allegedly, just in case...
just in case he's listening.
Just in case he does listen to me.
Oh, you know. Yeah, of course he does.
What's that idiot vac sealing pasta for?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It rims that showed me. Yeah. And I really think, right, we should find a sponsor who has a homewares shop, send us one hex clad pan, and we'll do a full test on it. And we'll be honest. Because at the moment, I'm totally anti hex clad because of this so much saturation on the market with the adverts. It's doing me head in. I've done the research and seen that they can be quite bad. So prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. And Gordon, honestly, mate, if you are listening, just send me a couple and I'll try them and I'll be honest.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think there's just better pans out there for the money. I don't think you need to spend that sort of money on
100%
on a pan.
Agree, Mark.
Stole a key. Took a car downtown where the lost boys meet. Took a car downtown and took what they offered me to say.
food and drink show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant, maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin, we're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Yeah.
If I could tell you why, nobody in the studio at the minute can get a word out. Morgan's done, Phil's done, and I can't tell you why, because it's typical bloke humour.
Let's just say you're now banned from 3 week old pasta.
And Phil's just produced a lovely rock four that is like 8 months old. Crikey. Can you open the window, please, Morgan? Thank you. Right, so, Phil, we did want to test you a little bit with the old... Because if anything is different... So, like, if I said to you, I'm going to make beans on toast, and you go, no, you didn't, what did you do to it?
Yeah, you faff about
it. You will do that, yeah. Won't you? And that's because... I tend to faff a little bit, don't I?
A little.
I just like to up it a little bit, up the game a little bit. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, I know for you, faffing with beans on toast would be putting a bit of cheese on top. Yeah, that's about the level you get to.
Yeah, go on.
But what else do you need to do to beans
on toast? Well, just as an example, for instance, if I was to lift beans on toast to make it, oof, yeah?
Here we go.
The tin of beans in a bowl, and I'd put an OXO cube in and make them beefy beans. Crumble an OXO cube in and stir it in. Honestly, no, trust me, try it. It's incredible on toast.
The most even I'd do would maybe be some cheese, a bit of salt and black pepper.
Right, okay.
Anyway, having said that, baked beans with some salt and black pepper.
So we did say we'll take the traditional faffing it names of French dishes, yes, and see if you can guess what they are or if you know what they are.
Yeah.
We're going to start with quite a tricky one. Not just the pronunciation, but what it is. Okay, you ready? Number one.
Yes.
Is bouillabaisse. What do you think bouillabaisse is?
See, this is going to be a really tough one for me, because I never did French either.
Okay.
Bouillabaisse.
But if you went to any sort of, like, fairly high-end restaurant, there's a fairly good shout they'd have some form of bouillabaisse.
Some soup-related
yes,
thing.
Yes. Bouillabaisse. There's no clue in the word. There's no direct translation, really.
I'm going to go... tomato and basil soup.
Not right at all.
I think it's some sort of soup or broth, that's
I
for
said
sure.
That!
No, I'm agreeing with you on that part.
Yeah, any ideas what's in it, though?
I don't know. Part of me saying you use that chicken bouillon, but that's not quite the same thing.
No.
We're in our show, Morgs, come on.
Bouillabaisse is like a seafood soup, broth. You know, seafood broth with prawns and lumps of, you know, really nice fish in there. Right, the next one, yeah?
Oh, God.
Creme brulee. Creme brulee.
That's that little custard pudding pot thing.
Correct. You got one out of right, so that's currently...
Is it custard or is it creme anglaise?
It's creme anglaise.
Same thing, you know what I mean.
Okay, right, the next one. Now, trust me, this is a family-friendly radio show. Think about what you're about to say, okay?
Because I know what's coming.
It is the classic French dish, yeah?
Canard?
No.
Nope.
Coq au vin?
It's chicken.
Hmm?
It's like creamy chicken, isn't it?
Yeah, but where do you have it?
In a van.
That's what I was after.
You've just chinned him again.
Creamy chicken in a van.
You keep your bloody arms away from me. You keep slapping me.
We've got to go.
Lonely in this crowd, I sit alone. Oh, one more drink away from letting. Feel the night slipping by, oh, away from me. And oh, she caught my eye through the light, and she came right up to me. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could go dance, get up off our feet. She said, this life ain't forever. One song here together, then let's play it on repeat. We can dance all night. We can dance till the morning light. Let's forget about our worries in the wild world outside. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight.
feet. We could dance all night. She took my hand and led me through the dark. Oh, she said, feel the beat, forget the broken heart. Oh, and oh, I can feel the night slipping by. Oh, she came right up to me. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Tonight, maybe we could go dance, get up off our feet. She said, this life, if we're ever one song here together, then let's play it on repeat. We can dance all night. We can dance till the morning light. Let's forget about our worries and the wild world outside. She said, meet your tonight, maybe we could go dance, get up off our feet. We could dance all night. We could dance all night. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight, maybe we could go get up off our feet. She said, this life ain't forever. One song here together, then let's play it on repeat. We could dance all night.
Drink show, Orson and Ain't No Party. Aww. Now, We know it's not been the usual show. It never is when Phil comes in as a guest.
You can't blame me for that.
Absolutely blaming you.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit
anyway,
your fault.
You give me a nudge. What?
I've got a question for you.
Go for it.
So this morning... It was yesterday morning. I picked something up from a little bakery. It wasn't for anything fancy. It was a petrol station. They have a certain supermarket chain on the move. And they do pastries.
Yeah.
And one of them was a pizza pastry. And it was the only one left. I was hungry, so I thought, oh, I'll have that. It looked quite crispy on the outside.
In a morning. Okay.
It was a swirly pastry thing with cheese on the top. Bit into it. And it made me think of a question about how important, and you'll like this, I think, you'll appreciate this.
Go on.
How important is texture when you're eating?
I know you'll take the mickey, but there is a confirmed and well-used phrase in the food industry.
You use the word mouthfeel, I'm going to punch you.
No, honestly, that's what I was going to say.
I'll punch you.
It is about
say
that,
it,
though.
It's going to hurt.
No, but it is, though, isn't it? You know, like as an example, we were talking about that cake earlier. Yeah, and it was quite moist on top, but there were crunchy bits, and then there was a solid biscuit base. All those three components make it what it is, don't they? You know, apple crumble is so good because you crunch through that top layer that's crispy and crumbly. You get the sweet apples, which are soft and gooey and caramelised, and then the creamy, smooth custard. It's all those three things that come together to make it what it is. Do you not think?
Yeah, I'll agree with you. I just don't like the terminology.
Do you know one of the chocolate bars? Do you remember Lion Bar?
Yes.
Do you know why Lion Bar was so successful? Because that sort of like iggledy-piggledy top and a smooth bottom, like, played havoc with people's mouths. You bit into it and some of the angles would go up and get you in the gum and some would stick in your tooth.
Love
that's
bar.
Just what I want. Chocolate bars sticking into me gums and hurting me.
Yeah, slightly crumbled with a flat underside. Slightly rippled. It was slightly rippled, wasn't it? But yeah, that is the true answer. Was that the only question? I thought you said you had two.
Yeah, but I know we're running out of time. And I purely asked because I bit into this thing and it was really crispy on the outside. And then obviously where they put too much tomato sauce in.
It goes a bit soggy.
It had gone soggy and damp and
bit...
Bit
limp.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Was it?
Just the feel, the taste was that, but the feel of it in your mouth, it was like baby food.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I know.
That's horrible.
Listen, Phil, thanks for bobbing in. Hopefully you'll bob in a couple of years and we can do it.
I might see you again in 2 to 3 years.
We can do it all again. Huge thanks to Phil. Cheers. Thank you. And thanks for joining us on the Food and Drink Show. Normal service will be resumed next week.
something to-